We give you all the praise, Holy Spirit. Thank you, awesome God. In Jesus' mighty name, we have prayed with thanksgiving. Amen. We can take our seats. Thank you very much. Hallelujah. Oh, to God be the glory. Great things He has done. Our God is a good God. He's the Ancient of Days. He's the lilies of the valley. Before we do our confession, I just want to say thank you to my Father in the Lord that has been with Him for all these years. And He gave me this opportunity for the first time in Abundant Life, Cleveland. To God be the glory. Who am I? But I give God all the praise. And I say thank you, sir, for giving me this time. Thank you, Ancient of Days. Thank you for touching the heart of our Father, because the shift is here. And I'm seeing the shift. The shift is here. The chair is going anywhere the Holy Spirit wanted to go. And the shift is here. We give God all the praise. So, Daddy, thank you so much for giving me this opportunity. And also to Pastor, to Dr. Tinu, thank you. Thank you. God bless you for giving me this opportunity. I really appreciate everyone. And also for all the members of Abundant Life International Commission. Thank you. For those that are watching us from distance, I say thank you for giving your time, for giving us this, your time to watch me and also to be in the service. To God be the glory. Thank you very much. And also for Ethan. Today is Ethan's birthday, right? Okay. We're going to pray for him. I wish him all the best. And I pray that as he clock another year to today, good things will erupt for him in the name of Jesus. He will flourish in the land, in the name of, because he is in the house of the Lord. Therefore, he has the grace and the ability to flourish in the house of our God. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Oh, 2026, our year of supernatural shifts and power is changing hands. Amen. So let's bring out our confession. Let's go. We have to declare this word. The word of God is powerful. The word of God cannot be changed, because He's the unchangeable changer. He's the King of kings and the Lord of lords. He's the Almighty God by Himself. So let's go, 2, 3, go. 2026 is my year of supernatural shift, and power is changing hands. The shift is here, and I am taking over. Supernatural, helped, incredible, favor, and transfer of power. This is my crossover, passover, take over, make over, do over, walk over, and fly over year in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Have you not known? Have you not heard? The everlasting God, the Lord, the creator of the ends of the earth, neither faints nor is weary. He gives power to the weak and to those who have no might. He increases strength. There is no one like the God of Israel who rides across the heavens to help me. The eternal God is my refuge, and underneath me are the everlasting arms. He will thrust out the enemy from before me, and he will go say, destroy. I am helped, favored, and blessed. The Lord is my saving strength and the shield of my life. My help comes from Him who made heaven and earth. He will not allow my foot to slip or be moved. He who keeps Israel will neither slumber nor sleep. The Lord preserves me from all evil in my going out and coming in. He is my protective shade and my covenant covering. I sit fearlessly and confidently at the throne of God's unmerited favor, and I soak up His mercy and grace. Praise God, I am helped, favored, and blessed. This is my year of the incredible, and my incredible praise to my incredible God is provoking incredible miracles in my life. Strange things, remarkable things, extraordinary things, astonishing things and unimaginable things are all lined up for me in this season. The story and glory of my life today will be improbable amazing, unthinkable, and uncommon in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. 2026 is my year of non-stop laughter, celebrations unlimited, unending festivities, and round-the-clock jubilation. Adversity will expire, and I will recover, and God will have the last laugh and the final say. I am laughing today, tomorrow, and the day after. Look what the Lord has done. There is no expiration on his promise now. Sorrow is destroyed. Failure is forgotten. Anxiety is vanquished. Fear is defeated. Setback is sent back. Bad news is stale news. Satan is conquered. Jesus is risen. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Come on, laugh with me. Hallelujah. Hey, hallelujah. Hey, in this season, it's shifting. And there is a lifting up for me. He lifts the poor from the dust and the needy from the garbage dump. And he sets the among princes, placing them in seats of honor. It's shifting. And there is a lifting up for me. God said, he's giving me treasures hidden in the darkness and secret places of the earth. It's shifting. And there is a lifting up for me. From bitter water in Marah to pleasant streams in Helim, it's shifting. And there is a lifting up for me. From forsaken to Hephzibah, from rejected to Beulah, it's shifting. And there is a lifting up for me. From beggar to ruler, from loner to donor, from supplanter to contender. In this season, it's shifting. And there is a lifting up for me. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. This is my year of vision shift and generational shift. I see the invisible. I do the impossible. This is my season of opportunity and open doors. I give my bread to the hungry, and I offer hope to the hopeless. I am anointed to bind up the brokenhearted, to comfort the afflicted, and to set the captives free. The spirit of sacrifice is upon my life. I say yes to your way and yes to your will. My Father, I choose you as my priority, and I make you my destiny. I receive the sweet fragrance of heaven over my life today. The plague is stopped, the curse is broken, and my bloodline is redeemed forever. Hallelujah. I speak life. Lazarus, come forth. I speak life to you. Dry bones, come alive. I speak life to every part of my body and my mind. Come alive. I speak life to you. Cells, vessels, nerves, tissues, organs, systems, limbs, and joints. Come alive in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. I speak life to you. Dreams, wombs, ventures, investments, treasures, properties, ministry, family, partnership. I come alive in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. I speak life to every areas of my people right now. In the name of Jesus, I declare life in their prayer life, life upon their altar of the word, life in their businesses, life in everything that they lay their hands upon to do. I declare the life of God, the Zoe life of God, to begin to erupt in every areas of their life. I declare life in Jesus' name. 2026 is my year of supernatural shift, and power is changing hands. The shift is here, and I am taking over. Supernatural, helped, incredible, favored, and transfer of power. This is my crossover, passover, take over, make over, do over, walk over, and fly over here. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen and amen. So shall it be in the name of Jesus. Let me do like Pastor K. Amen. That was a powerful confession. God is a good God. Wow. Our Father and the Lord received that word from heaven. It's not his own mind. It's the mind of the Holy Spirit. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Father, as we go into your word, the Bible says that Jesus, you break the bread, and their eyes were open. Lord Jehovah God, as we open your word this morning, open our eyes of understanding. Let it be flooded with lights in the name of Jesus. Clarity, not confusion, in the name of Jesus. We covered our mind and our spirit with the blood of Jesus. Father, we thank you and we bless your holy name. In Jesus and precious mighty name. Amen, amen, and amen. I titled today's word that the Lord puts in my spirit, who told you that? Who told you that? Who told you that? There are many voices that shape destiny. There are many voices that speak to us day in, day out. There are many voices within our community that speak to us. There are many voices that, yes, when they come like, they just crippled in there. Who told you that? That 2026, the year of supernatural shifts, will not come to pass in your life. Who told you that? What have you been listening to? What have you been hearing? Who have you been sitting with? The Bible says in Psalm 1, he said that we should not sit among the scornful. Why did he say that? The Lord said it because our mind is very fragile and our spirit can obtain whoever that we sit with. So, the Bible says that, who told you that? Let's go to Genesis chapter 3. Let's go to Genesis chapter 3 verse 9. Thank you, Emma. God bless you. Genesis chapter 3 verse 9. He says, and the Lord God called unto Adam and said to him, where art thou? Adam, where art thou? Adam, where art thou? Where have you been? Where have you been going all around from pillar to post? Where are you? Okay, let's go. Verse 10. He says, and he said, I heard thy voice in the garden, and I was afraid because I was naked, and I hid myself. Verse 11. And he said, who told thee that thou was naked? Who told you that you were naked? Oh, Balashen Turea Musidaka. Who told you that you were naked? Who told you that? How did you know that? Who have you been sitting with? Who have been talking? Who is that person that have been talking to you? What have you been watching? What have you been listening to? Who told you that? And he said, Have you eaten from the tree of which I commanded that you should not eat from? Have you eaten from that thing that I said? Have you done what I told you not to do? You've not been hearkening to my voice. Ha! Oh, God Almighty. Let's go to verse 12. Then the man said, shift blame. Pow. He said, then the man said, the woman, that was the end of God giving anybody woman. No. He said, the woman, guess what? When I was reading it, I said, then the man said, the woman whom you gave to be with me, she gave me of the tree and I ate from it. The woman. Let's continue. Verse 13. Then the Lord God said to the woman, what is this you have done? And the woman also said, serpent. Deceived me. You see the shift of blame from Adam. Adam, what have you done? Instead of him to just be like, Oga, I don't do something wrong. Go, please forgive me. He said, psh, the woman. Jejeli, I'm in this garden. I'm doing my own thing. You are the one that brought this woman. I'm doing my own thing. It's true. If you see verse the chapter 2, he was doing his own thing. He was naming all the animals. It was a lion, you will be lion, you will be birds, you will be this, blah, blah, blah. He gave them names until, bam, woman came. We are good, though. And the Lord said, and the Lord God said to the woman, what is this you have done? And then that woman said, serpents. God did not ask serpents any question. He doesn't have business with him. No, he doesn't have business with him. The next thing God did, put sanction on him. God put sanction on him. But if we read from the beginning, Emma, please, can you go to verse, let's start from verse 1. You will see that now the serpent was more cunning than any beast of the field. God knows that he was a cunning person. That we say it in Nigeria. Cunning man. So now the serpent was more cunning than any beast of the field, and which the Lord God has made. And he said to the woman, as God indeed said, you should not eat from every tree of the field. You know, he started to say that. And the woman, yes, so. God said so. Are you sure? I'm just paraphrasing all these things, you know. Are you sure that God said that? Why am I discussing with you? Why should I be discussing with you? Did God? You see what the phrase that he used, did God said? He knew that God said to them, he knew that God told them that don't eat from this tree. But what did he now? He now come to question that word. Did he said you should not eat from this tree? Haba. When somebody bring that did, me too, I will twist it. I will just be like, boom. But guess what? Our dear brother Adam. Brother Adam was not around. Brother Adam, you know, God asked him, where have you been? Where are you? Adam, where are you? Brother Adam was not around. Brother Adam was wandering all around. You know, maybe he has a problem with the woman. He was mad at her. I'm not going to talk to you today. I'm not going to do anything with you today. They are in strife. You know, we the married women, we are strife. I'm not going to talk to you. You know, when the communication is shut down, there's possibility for another intruder to come in and begin to talk to you. When the communication is breakdown, that communication between Brother Adam and Sister Woman, she was not evil. This place, she was not evil. It was after the sin. It was after God sent them out. That was when Brother Adam now called her Eve. If you can give your time to read that place. She was called woman. Woo, man. From my rib you came out from. You know, woo, man. It was after the sin. That was when he now called her Eve. When the communication break down. Who is going to be talking to you? You know, there was this saga going on. I'm a master of King of Malice. King of Malice. That was Adam then. Adam was a king of malice. He doesn't talk to his wife. He did not teach his wife to hear the voice of God, to know the voice of God, so that she can differentiate between serpents and God. That was his job. But he focused, he was busy doing another thing. Maybe wondering, maybe there was communication breakdown. And the next thing, who am I going to talk to? And then, unfortunately, probably, we don't know. Allegedly. You know, maybe Madam Woman too has been looking at that tree. And Satan have been seen, serpent too. I've been looking at her saying, hey, you are going to that tree every time. Maybe when this tree. And he got the opportunity. Brother Adam was not at home. There was breakdown in communication. The next thing, did God said. Who do you give authority to speak to you? Who is that person that you give authority to have a discussion with you? Check yourself. I check myself. Sometimes if I'm shut down, you know, Holy Spirit will come and talk to me. You know, the serpent will also, don't give me. bang, bang. Okay, which one do you want to listen to? I have to listen to the voice of the Holy Spirit because the Holy Spirit is within me. But Brother Adam was not home. And the next thing, calamity. Calamity started. And they can't figure it out. And the next thing, they found themselves, woo! So this is where we are. They are spirit being because they communicate to the spirit's God. They are spirit being. And that time, God is a good God. He's a wonderful daddy. He's the almighty by himself. He's a loving father. He never leaves us hanging. Despite of our mistakes, despite of our failures, despite of all the things that we have done, God always there for us. He always fixes our problems. Who are you listening to? There are so many messages out there. There are so many fallacies of rumors of scriptures and all this, and the way they will twist it to suit themselves is out there. It's out there. We have to be very careful. We have to. There are so many teachers. Are you taking the one that is here? Are you using it for yourself? Or you are using it just to hear it and then, pam, pam, the moment you get out from that place, shh. And then you will go and sit with wrong teachings. And you go and begin to discuss with wrong teachings. People that are not supposed to be in your life. You gave them the audacity to come into your garden. Guard your hearts. That's what the Holy Spirit said. Guard your hearts. Because that is where the flow of comes out. Flow of life. Guard your hearts. Guard your hearts. I'm speaking to myself. Guard your hearts. Don't let us just be getting every garbage in, garbage out. Garbage, garbage, everything, garbage. No! Let's be careful. Who told you that? Who told you that grace is for you? Just, okay, you receive grace and then the next thing, be doing rubbish outside. Who told you that? Who told you that? Who told you that grace is just for you? Okay, yes, I'm under grace. Then I should be flirting around. Who told you that? It's not in the word of God. That's not what God said. He said we cannot be under grace and then we continue to sin. No way. Come on now. No way. Grace is not for, it's not a license for us to sin. It's a grace for us that when we missed it, we come to him without blemish. That's what grace is all about. Who are you to say that grace is for me here because I am now born again? Then I can go out. I can be doing whatever I want. No. Shut it down. Shut it down. What is that grace? Grace is not for that. Grace is for you to come and come under him and ask, Father, I have sinned. I've missed it. Forgive me. Grace is upon you so that yes, when you are up again, you will not think of that's what you did. He covered all our sins. That's what the Bible says. He said he covered our sins. He remembers them no more. Why would I be remembering my sins? Why would I be telling my God, okay, I have sinned. Let me write. I commit this one. God, this is it. No, he doesn't take record of that. He doesn't. He's a good God. He's the almighty God. He's the ancient of days. He's the lilies of the valley. Who are you talking to? Who told you that? Many of us, they've told us so many things about our lives. When we are growing up, they told us we cannot mend to anything. When God said that I made you in the likeness of me. And then, all because they've told us that you cannot mend to anything. You are forgotten. When in the book of Isaiah chapter 49 verse 15, he said, can a mother forget? How much more? How will God forget you? Who told you that God has forgotten you? Who told you that? Who told you that you cannot make it? Your journey may be slow, but slow and steady win the race. The race is not for the swift, nor the battle for the strong. Who told you that? That you cannot make it in life. Who told you that? That the generational curse will be upon you. Break it. Who told you that? Because your father died of heart disease. You're going to die of heart disease. Who told you that? Who told you that? By his stripes, I am healed. What happened to Galatians chapter 3, verse 13? What happened to Galatians 3, 13? Please put it up there. What happened to Galatians 3, 13? He said, I have been redeemed from the curse of the law. For curse, Christ has redeemed us from the curse of the law, having become a curse for us. For it is written, cursed is everyone who is hung on the cross. Kalabro shita kanumisuda. Mashante ligorobo sukiriani di bazudia. Jesus Christ has been cursed for my sake. He has been cursed for my... Isaiah 53, when I read that, there was one time I was going through my mind, you know, I did not sit with anybody. This thing will just be coming to my mind. Bang, bang, bang. Man, I carry my Bible. Isaiah 53, what does he say? I started to speak it to him. As he comes, boom. As he comes, boom. As he comes, The Bible says that we should remind him of his own... That's what, and I bring it out. Then I get to a place where he says that Jesus did not open his mouth. Yay! He did not open his mouth. Why did he not open his mouth? So that you can speak, so that you can declare that word. Hey! He did not open the mouth so that my mouth can be opened and begin to speak, begin to declare that word. Hey, Yakalaba. Holy Spirit ministered that to me. He said, you know why he did not open his mouth? If he opened his mouth, you will not be able to declare the word. You will not be able to confess that word. You will not be able. Thank you, Jesus, for not opening your mouth. When the accuser came to you, you did not open your mouth so that I can speak to the accuser. So that I can shut the accuser's mouth down. I can shut it down because my Jesus did not open his mouth so that I can open my mouth. Ha! Hallelujah. Let's go back. Who have you been talking to? Who have you allowed? Who have you given authority to speak to you? When you know that you are in the midst of things, who do you talk to? Who do you talk to? How do you present it? Do you talk to God? Or number one, hello? I was reading one of my father and the Lord, Bishop Oyedepo. The title was Thanksgiving. He said, I've never seen Christians, and it's true. I've never seen Christians pick up their phone and say, let us give thanks. No problem. They will bring their problem. Oh, I'm going through this. Oh, this is going on. Yeah, it's a good thing. It's a good thing that we should share, that we should pray together. It's a good thing because that's what commanded us. But in some areas of your life, who do you call that pray along with me in this situation? Who do you speak to? Who do you call and say, come and let us pray together concerning this issue? Who do you call? Who do you call? Speak life. Speak life. We are in a society that they dwell upon their issues that they're going through. One of my colleagues, we went for lunch, and she started to talk. She said, her father, her mother, they don't like her and all that. You know, I just look at her, I said, okay, so what is the next thing? Oh, I'm not going to talk to them. I said, you will talk to them. They are your parents. You will talk to them. You will talk to them. Speak life. Speak life when situation, we have it in our confession. 2026, supernatural shift. He says, speak life, call it forth. Let's go to the book of Ezekiel chapter 37. Ezekiel 37. Oh, Holy Spirit, thank you. Speak life. Hello, yeah. The hand of the Lord came upon me and brought me out in the spirit of the Lord. And he sets me down in the midst of the valley. And it was full of bones. Then he caused me to pass by them all around. And behold, he caused me to pass them all around, dead body, bones. Very many in the open valley. And indeed, they were very dry. Very dry. Very dry. You might be in your wilderness, in your desert now that is very dry. When we are in the desert, it's very dry. No water, nothing. In the wilderness, it's full of forest. There's nowhere to go. There's nowhere to go. There's nobody to call. Very dry. Let's go. And he said to me, "Son of man, can these bones live?" Can this bone live? I'm asking myself too. Can my situation change? Can your situation change? This is a supernatural shift, right? Power is changing hands, right? So I answered, Ezekiel is very good. Oh Lord, you know, you know. Last year, God told me to do something in Nigeria, and I look at my account, Sister Barbara. I just be like, he said, "Do it." Ah, I said, "Me too." You know what? I was very careful because I heard that voice very well. No controversy. And I called my cousin. I said, "Yeah, me see. Ah, this is what God said, though." He said, "Ah, you better do it." I said, "Ha, as I day like this, ah, as I day, eh, as I day like this, ah, hey, 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 hey." You know, I was laughing. To be honest, like Sarah laughed. Me too, I laughed. I was laughing. I just like said, I should do this thing. Ah, this costs money. But to God be the glory. When you heed to the voice of the Holy Spirit, it will make a way where there seems to be no way. He will do it. I yielded to that voice. And God make those people that I never thought that they would even support, they just came and all of them were like, "Oh yeah, hola, we will do it for you." Ah, I said, "Eh, ah." I said, "God, you said do it. I do it." So like Nike, just do it. You know, just do it. Don't complain. Just do it. And the same thing. Can this dry bone live? Can it live? Okay. And again, he said to me, "Prophesy. Prophesy. Prophesy to these bones. You bones, you will live. Prophesy." He said, "He has put his word in my mouth and he has covered me with the shadow of his hand." Ah, prophesy. Prophesy to your life. I will not die this way. My parents might die of arthritis. My daddy might die of heart disease. I, Olaoluwa, I will not die of all those things. In the name of Jesus. You prophesy. This our mouth is not just for us to close mouth is closed destiny. When you close your mouth, it's closed destiny. Open your mouth. Speak it. Confess this. This confession is not a mere confession. It's never a mere confession. When you dip into it, you will see yourself. You will see your situation in this. He said it's shifting. This season, in this season that I am, it's shifting. And nobody can stop that shift. It's shifting. That's what he said. Where is that side? He said, in this season, it's shifting. It's shifting for me. And there is a lifting up for me. It's shifting. What is that that you want God to shift for you? This is your new season. This is this season. Eh? We have different season. We have the wilderness season. We have the Babylonian season. We have the Egypt season. Which season are you? No baton. It's shifting. It's shifting. There is a lifting up for me. When they say there is a casting down, I will say there is a lifting up for me. I will not sit down and be whining and be dining. Speak to your situation. Speak to it. Don't dine with it. Don't discuss with it. That was what Adam, what is her name? Woman. Eve. That was what she did. That was what she did. She started talking to women she's not supposed to talk to. I remember when we are small, they would tell us, when you see stranger, don't talk to strangers. So when you see strangers, even till now, when you see strangers, don't talk to them. That is it. When you see stranger, serpent is a stranger in the garden. Is a stranger. And you begin to talk to stranger. What will stranger give you? Ah, they will deceive you. That is just it. They will deceive you 1,000%. They will deceive you. They don't know your journey. They are not in your journey. And they will want to predict your journey for you. I remember one time in Nigeria at Lawansin, I was going to my friend. It's good to know God. If you don't have Jesus, I beg you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ, because of your soul, accept him. Accept him as your Lord and Savior so that you can be free from the trap of the enemy. These people, they just come. You know, we were in the bus, you know, Lagos State, you know, they will park us, bam, like that. I didn't know that one of them, they are about two. One was sitting at the front and the other one was at the back. And all of a sudden, I just get down from the bus. Boom. One just come across me. Sister. And I was going through something that time. If you don't know God, they will trick you and they will get you. If you are not in the spirit, they will get you. They will get you. Honestly, they will get you. The way these people were talking is kind of like they've been in my life. They know everything that I was going through all around, blah, blah. You know what caught me? I just sat down. I was looking at them. I was looking at them like this. The next thing, they told me that I should take off my shoes. They want to pray. I should take off my shoes, take off my jewelry, take off my... I say, the Jesus that I know never told me that if I want to pray, I have to take my shoes, I have to take my earrings. Jesus didn't tell me that. As I was going, they still followed me. They followed me. Sister, I said, what is wrong with you? Shebi, you want us to pray? Let us pray here now. It's not a big deal. Let's pray. Sister, but you have to remove your shoes. You have to remove your earrings. I say, Jesus, okay, let me pray for you. You can remove your own earrings and your shoe. Then I'll pray for you. They left me. The moment I told them, I said, okay, take off your own earrings, your own jewelries, and your shoes. Then I can pray for you too. But for me and my house, we are not doing that. They left. Later I just be like, wow, if I don't know Jesus. And they've done that to so many. So many people. They've done that to them. That is a stranger that I'm talking to. The serpent came. And I started to dine with the serpents. I started to talk to the serpents. But I thank God for the spirit of the Most High God. That was in me. And is still in me. That spoke to me and said, tell them. You too, take off your earring and your this. Let's pray. Maybe it's just for us to pray. No, be so. Okay, now let's carry go. Let's pray. They left me. And they've done that to so many. They did it to my brother that passed his blessed memory. They told him to count one pole like that. He did. He looked at, they are gone. I say, Lord. Thank you, Jesus. Let's go back. Who are you talking to? Speak life. Speak life. Speak life to every of your situation in life. Speak life. Declare life. It might seem that it's not working, but it's working. It is working. It is working. You don't have to see it. That is faith. Our Father in the Lord talked last week. He was saying that, everybody, we all ran. My year of supernatural shift and power must change. This is the fifth month. I think it was in Habakkuk, as he says that even if I don't see that it didn't blow some, at the scent of water. I think it's in Job. He said, at the scent of water, it will sprout. If you don't give up, if you and I didn't give up on this, I still, oh my goodness, see my 2025. I don't joke with that. This 2020, I don't joke. And God did something for me that I never expected that it would happen. You know, this is 2026. It's not yet over until God said it is over. God is the one that we say it is over. He's the referee. He's the one that will blow the whistle and say, but he has not yet blown the whistle. So why will I blow the whistle on myself? This is just fifth month. Let's keep going. Speak life. Yes, at the sense of water. Thank you. yet at the scent of water, it will bud and bring forth branches like a plant. At the scent of water. Keep saying it. That is what confession is doing. When you keep saying it, when you keep saying, you didn't sit down with serpents, with the strange person and say, do you think it's going to work? Do you think it's not going to? See your friends, see all of them. Satan know how to bring those things to you like this, glaring to your face like this. Did you see this person? Did you see that person? They have made it. You are still there. You are confessing. Supernatural, whatever. You think it's going to work? You tell him. Put him to where he belongs. Put him in his place. Shut up, Satan. Shut up. Shut up. You know? Speak life. He begins to speak life. Let's go back to Ezekiel. He begins to speak life. He begins to speak to that, to those dry bones. Come alive. I speak life to you. Come alive. He begins to prophesy on those dry bones. Hear the word of the Lord. Did you see what he said? Hear the word of the Lord. Not your own word, though. The word of the Lord. Hear the word of the Lord. Hear the word of the Lord. They have to come in. They have to be aligned. Everything has to be aligned with the word of God. The Bible says that the angel of God, they hearken to the voice of God. What is that voice that you are listening to? Who told you that? Who told you that? If we go to, let's quickly finish this one, then we go to the children of Israel. In Numbers chapter, I think number 14 or something, that where God said, as I have heard in my ears, so I will do. Whether you say good or you say bad, God said, as I have heard in my ears, so I will do to you. When they complain and grumble, even curse God. God said, as I have heard in my ears. The day I saw that scripture, I changed. I started to speak because he said, as I have heard. God have ears. Faith has voice. God have ears. When you walk, when you give your voice to the voice of faith, God hears and he will do it for you. Amen. Amen. And he began to speak. He began to speak the word of the Lord. Verse 5. Thus says the Lord God to these bones, surely I will cause breath to enter into you, and you shall live. I will put news on you and bring flesh upon you, cover you with skin and put breath in you, and you shall live. Then you shall know that I am the Lord God. Speak to it. Speak to your situation. Speak to your bills. I speak to my bills. What did Psalm 118 says? That they compass me about, but in the name of the Lord, I will cut them off. That's it. But they compass me about. But in the name of the Lord, I will cut them off. Speak to every situation of your life. We have it here. This is our year of supernatural shifts. Let there be a shift in your life. I read in one of the, This Is My Day. Oh man, that thing, it really blessed me. I can't go there now. It really blessed me. He says that this is my season of shifts. Day 20. If anybody have it. Day 23. Yesterday was 23. Oh, God. He really blesses me. I was like, God, this is powerful. I highlight it. Mm-hmm. The day to recover whole. The second part, it says, do a new thing in my life and rain upon me today. Create a shift in my season. Create a shift in my season. And reshape my destiny. When you give your voice to the word of God, it will reshape your destiny. Let your living waters flow over my soul. Refresh me, recharge me, revive me, renew me, and reposition me, replenish me, and make this day wilderness a fruitful field again. I will recover all. You will recover all. God has invested in you too much for him to lose on you. He has invested in you. Pastor was talking about investments. I just laughed. I said, wow. God has invested in you. You are God's investment, though. I am God's investment. And he cannot lose. He cannot lose. He began to speak to that situation. And guess what? Dry bones became life. He received life. He received that life. The Spirit of God is upon me. And he has anointed me to do what? To speak, to give the good tidings. He has qualified me. God has qualified you. The Spirit of the Lord is already upon you. So why can't you just open your mouth and begin to speak? And begin to declare the word of God. And begin to, let's go into 1 Chronicles, the last one. Let's go to 1 Chronicles chapter 4, verse 9. This is about Jabez. When I read this story, I was like, wow. Jabez, almost done. This is powerful. Jabez, the meaning of Jabez is pain, sorrow, hurts, failure. The Bible says that his mother gave him that name because of what she experienced during his pregnancy and during his birth. How can a mother give a child a wonderful soul because of when what you went through, and you gave that child pain, sorrow, hurts? Sorrow. We will not know sorrow in Jesus' name. Pain will not come into our life in the name of Jesus. Calamity will be far from us. In the name of Jesus, we will not experience sorrow. And all those people that are experiencing sorrow right now, I speak divine help unto you. And I declare peace upon you. I declare freedom over you in the name of Jesus. And he called him sorrow. Do you know many of parents, because of what our daughter or our child was doing, and the next thing we just peel it out. It's very common in Africa. It's very common. It's very, very common. Oh, you will do blah, 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 bam. You do da, 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 da. Ah, it's very common. And this is what the mother did. She called this child sorrow. Everywhere that Jabez go, Jabez, sorrow, come. Hot, come. Ah, this boy was kind of like, why would they be calling me pain? I don't cause the pain. I'm not the one. The Bible says that I am wonderfully and carefully made. Why would you call me sorrow? Till he grew up. I don't know the age. That he just be like, God, enough is enough. Enough is enough. What I just asked from you, Lord, bless me. Enlarge my coasts. Let me be better than my brothers. It doesn't matter. Don't change my name. Some people change their name, but they are still in their location. He wants another location. He wants another identity. Some change their name, and at the same time, their identity is still with them. But this is what Jabez said. Jabez said, don't change my name, but change my identity. Take me out of Babylon. Babylon is a place of where your identity is being tested. He said, change my location. Change me. Change what they are calling me. They are calling me pain. They are calling me sorrow. Ah, Father, the Bible says he cried unto the Lord God Almighty and said, change my environments. Let them know. And the Bible said, you know, before you read what happened, the Bible said, let's go to ahead. Thank you. And Jabez, let's go to verse 9. Let's go to that verse now. Now, Jabez was more honorable than his brothers. His brothers that are calling him pain. His brothers that are calling him, what is it called? They are calling him sorrow. He's now honorable. What have they called you? Loser. Like this, right? Mm-hmm. They're like, what have they called you? Loser. But you don't stay there. You don't stay there. You say, I am not a loser. I am a winner. I am a winner. Because greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Come on now. Who is going to? Nobody can label me. Last year, my cousin, his son, they want to label that son. I said, who said when God has not spoken? who is that person that wants to label Kikyokwe? Ah, no, 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 no. No, we are not going to take this. Don't take what you can, like in my language, they say, what I cannot take when I become rich, eh? Where I am now is where I will say I reject it. Reject it now. It's not when you now become rich and say, it's because you are now rich now. That's why he's talking like, no, 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 no. As from now. Oh, me and my cousin, we stand on the word of God. They want to label this child. They called him. They said, he has this. He has that. He's mad. He's crazy. He's dull. I said, no way. This is a child of the Most High God. That boy will come home crying. Mommy, they call me this name. His mother will say, don't worry. No. Don't allow it. When your children come home and they cry and they say, this is what, fine. You change it. You have the power to change it. That was why in this season, it's changing. It's shifting. Not be so. Uh-huh. So we have to change it. We have to shift it. No. They label Jabez everywhere he goes. Even Bartimaeus. He was born blind. Why would you give him a label of blind Bartimaeus? To change the identity. We know our history. Here also, to change our identity. But we will not allow them to change our identity. Our identity is in Christ. Our identity is in Christ. But Jabez cried unto the Lord. And God did what? He gave him his request. He became him. He turned him to be to enlarge. His coast was enlarged. He said, enlarge my territory. And let your hand, that your hand will be with me. The hand of God. The Bible says the hand of God do valiantly and achieve strength. Let your hand be upon me. That you would keep me from evil. That I may not cause pain. That I may not cause pain. Because they say he caused pain, but he did not cause this pain. That I may not cause pain. So God did what? He granted him. Whatever you ask God with your mouth is what is going to happen. Our daughters. Oh, look at you. Oh, some of us are aged to get married. When are you getting married? When is it going to be your turn? Omo, hold your peace. I'm going to get married when my time comes. Because they labored us. In Africa, they labored us so much. They labored us. I don't know now. But they will labor. Even your parents. Because you are not doing what they want you to do. The next thing, bang, bang, bam. It's true. They will just give it to you, bang, bang, bang. And then you will be roaming about with that. You will be roaming it in your heart. Then, before you know it, you too will be manifesting that thing. If you are not careful, if you are not in the word of God, you will be in that situation. My brothers and my sister, I want to encourage us this morning, this afternoon. Give your voice to the voice of God. Hearken to the voice of the Holy Spirit. Our Father and the Lord hearken to the voice of God. That was why he was able to give us this. This year must not pass. You have to experience this. I have to experience this. It doesn't matter. God is the God of 11th hour. When he showed up, he showed down. When he showed up, they know that, hey, Baba don't come. Baba land. When God land, Gidigba. When he land, Gidigba. They will know that, yes, God don't land, Gidigba. Gidigba. You know what Gidigba means? Odogu, don't land. He don't land with that. You know? So, give your voice to the voice of God. Let him speak to you. Bartimaeus didn't allow them. They shush him. They shush him. But he didn't allow their voice to shut him down. He didn't allow their voice to shut him down. Don't let any voice shut you down. Any voice that is not of the Lord, don't let them shut you down. They will try. Girls, boys, they will try. Your friends that you move around with, they will try it to you. And what's wrong with you? Look at her. She's always like that. Girl, that's how I am. Deal with it. That's it. Deal with it. If you cannot handle me, so That's your problem. They will want to shut you down. They will want to shut you down. Boys, the friends that you move with, oh, come on, let's go do this. Don't hang with them. Don't hang with those that want to derail your destiny. There are so many voices that want to derail our destinies. Don't. Psalm 1, please, let's wrap up with that. Blessed is the man who walks not in the counsel of the ungodly, nor stands in the path of sinners, nor sits in the seats of scornful, but his delight is in the law of the Lord. And in his law he meditates day and night. Be Joshua of your days. Children, girls, boys, be the Joshua of your days. Girls, be the Deborah of your days. Don't let them shut you down. Don't give them that chance. If you see friend that is want to shut you down, Omo, shift. You know? Shift. The shifting is, we have to shift. This is my season. I have to shift. They are all there. They are all there. You have friends that you will be hearing what they are saying about you, but you want to belong. Don't belong. Let them belong with you. Don't belong. How would I belong? I'm different. There is no another me. Another counterfeit of Olaoluwa is Another one of you, Kikachuku. Another one of you, Ebube. Another one of you, Marai. Another one of you is a counterfeit. Don't let them steal your destiny. Don't let them derail your destiny. Stay away from them. Stay away from them. Don't dine with them. Don't talk with them. Don't mingle with them. They let them hate you. It's good. It's good. I can one with God is a majority. Hallelujah. We give God all the praise. We give God all the praise. Hallelujah. Let's be on our feet. To God be the glory. Hallelujah. Thank you, Holy Spirit. Thank you, Yeshua. We give you all the praise. Oh, malashande rebosa tekeria. Holy Spirit, thank you. Thank you, thank you, thank you. Thank you for speaking to us, O Lord. That in this season, we should give our voice to your voice. We should yield to your voice, O Lord. Not the voice of the stranger. Lord, as we go in this week, begin to pray for yourself. That as you go, as you enter into this new week, pray for yourself that, Holy Spirit, help me to discern the voice of strangers. Help me, Holy Spirit. Help me not to dine with the voice of strangers. Help me, Holy Spirit. Help me to yield to your voice. Your voice is powerful. Your voice is mighty. Your voice break the cedars of Lebanon. It destroyed the land of Kedah of Kadesh. Father, I prayed in the name of Jesus. Your voice alone is what we will follow, Lord. Our children, we commit them into your hand. In the name of Jesus. Yatele keribo suta yamana. In the name of Jesus, we prayed in the name of Jesus that we will not follow the strange voice, Lord, but only your voice that we will follow, Lord. In the name of Jesus, we receive the grace to follow your voice. We receive the grace to hear your voice. We receive the grace to walk with your voice. We receive that grace, O Lord, that our ears, O God, our spiritual ears will not be dumb, O God. Our spiritual ears will not be blocked. In the name of Jesus, when you speak to us, Holy Spirit, we will yield to you. In the name of Jesus, bless us this week, O Lord. Guide us in all our ways. Father, let this week be a fruitful week for us. In the name of Jesus, we thank you and we bless your holy name. In Jesus' and precious mighty name, we have prayed. Amen and amen. Hallelujah.